Welcome to the breakfast edition of No Bleeps. Derek's here.
What's up?
And I'm here. We're having breakfast. And, yeah, so something new on No Bleeps. Ooh, this is delicious. So I've got the salmon crepe with egg. Melt in my mouth and change my whole life with Brie.
Where's the Brie?
We're pretending to be rich today.
I didn't know you were recording. Thank you so much, yes. Appreciate that.
That one's also mine.
Should I get a... That one is
too? Malba.
Wait, did you order that one?
Yeah, you wanted apple cinnamon.
Oh, you're right. You're all, that one's also mine. Okay, great. So now you're seeing on video. Or not video, really. That was also mine, okay?
You're seen on video. And ladies and gentlemen, Derek just said you're seen on video on a podcast.
They can hear it. Yeah. The ambiance of the downtown, it looks like Seattle.
They're going for it.
Yeah, they are.
I think it was like a $2 million renovation on the bricks.
Really?
Yeah. Like they redid this whole area. It was like that, right? Look. It was like that.
It was like Adobe.
Yeah. Whatever.
I'll give you $2 if you let me have that. I'm kidding. I don't even have that.
No, I have need every penny I have.
Wait, that's it. No, I said I would give you. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a box
knife. Appreciate that.
And so what did you get?
You need every penny I was going to give you. I wasn't going to ask you to. Oh, I got the apple caramel cinnamon.
Her phone is precariously close to the copy. I'm going to move it to the other side of the table.
Is it what's the bill, by the way? How do you eat this?
You cut into it like a human being.
Never had one before.
You just do the side fork cut, just like cutting. You don't cut pancakes? It's a pancake, bro.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
It's a fancy pancake with syrup already built in.
I'm already a fan.
Oh, man. The salmon and the egg and the brie.
Take the salmon out and I'm good. Mm.
Well, I can take the salmon off if you want to try.
Oh, no, it's already been touched.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I'm not saying literally take it off. I'm saying for the future, if I was to order it,
yeah,
it wouldn't be it.
Yeah. Mm. Well.
Yeah. Nothing. Oh. Really, really good.
Oh.
Something.
He's like, something.
You can definitely edit this one out.
That's what they always say.
The subcast.
They never say that. I love people watching.
No, they do say that all the time. I was watching the podcast last night and they said that.
No, I know they say that and they never do it.
They never do.
That's why you know.
That's why I know, because they...
If they had edited it out, then you wouldn't know. That guy that just walked by was like, black hat, black laptop bag, black shirt, black pants, black shoes, black duster. Or was it Pico? It was a very long...
It's human player.
Yeah. Long curly hair. That was also black. That was an interesting character.
Hmm. Did he look over here?
So, when we first started down here, you're like,
no, I don't want to go because some guy was a dick.
Yeah, yeah. One guy was.
No guy was a dick.
And then one other person.
But I was fairly confident that we would have a...
No. No. Okay. We didn't rant. Sorry about that.
So, but then like...
You should, yes.
But then I'm like... I had another ad. I was like, ew, I don't like the crank place downtown. It's cheesy.
That's what you were thinking?
Yeah. I didn't say it.
Well, you chose the place.
No, no, that other place. The crank place.
Oh.
Now, well, what's this place? Britannia?
No, I don't know what it's called. This is not the bar.
I don't know what it's called. Maybe they should rename them. No, we should name them, right? Like,
I just left.
What is it?
I just got crepes from Brittany.
So it is close. I was very close.
Which is Arms,
Britannia is all I said. I said Britannia.
That's not close.
Which is, Brittany is pretty close to Britannia.
Okay, maybe you're right. I'm just going to say that.
But.
No, I like
that. Because, we came through here, so. Mm. Oh, my God. Oh.
Are you going to be okay? Mm.
I don't like the texture at all. Yes. But the taste is so brilliant. The
texture looks awesome.
It's like spongy. I didn't know a crepe was funny.
I thought you had this one sometime.
No, I never had one in my life.
What?
No. So I wanted to come here. All new experience with it.
Okay, cool.
I've been wanting to.
This is our first crepe beach.
I had never had nothing like this. And that tasted... I don't know what they put on this. This is called Caramella Bella. What is it? Carmella Bella. That's it.
Yeah.
I have a friend I call Carmella.
Is she trans as well?
No. Well, I don't think she would take a label. She's kind of unlabelable.
I don't buy into the whole, I don't buy into that.
No, like, she wouldn't take your label. Like, you'd be like, you're a girl, and you'd be like, eh. And she'd be like, maybe.
And then I'd be like, you are.
Sometimes. That's what she would say. Sometimes. Sometimes she's pretty doodly.
And then I would say, do you have a vagina? And then she would say, yes, and I'd say, you're one.
And she'd say, how do you know?
No, I'd ask her.
I know, but she would say, it's none of your business.
And I'd keep asking her.
Smacked you in the face? Like, she's not, I wouldn't. First of all, you'd be so enamored by this girl that within the first 3 seconds, you would abort all plans of being a dick.
You think so?
Oh, I know.
Oh, no, I wasn't being a dick. I just wanted to know.
I know, but first of all, you wouldn't need to ask. She commands the room. She's like, she's Carmella. She commands the room. She walks in the room. Everybody in the room is like, wants to help her.
No, like, I don't want to help her.
No, you would. And God help you if she ever asked you to do something. You'd be powerless to say no. Trust me.
Unless she's that hot.
She is that hot.
In which case, I would be powerless.
Her fucking dark purple hair and her fucking... can rule the world fucking... And she's... Although you wouldn't know it. No one would probably ever even does know it. She's very good.
Now I know.
But I haven't said her actual real name, so...
You know. I don't need to.
Oh.
I'm not worried about it.
So you know. Because you don't know.
No, I'm not.
If you didn't know, now you know.
Oh, over the... See, I forgot we were. That's why you didn't say her real name.
I smiled besmirkingly.
You did. What is your play-by-play baseball?
It's so good.
You
shit all over your face.
No, I don't.
All up in the beard.
See, we should do this.
That's what she said. Yeah, that's what I said. We're going to get a series.
How much is it?
I don't know. We'll find out. It's probably like $20 for a half hour.
Let's do it.
Maybe. Come on. Not today.
I was going to do
that.
With this.
Tomorrow, maybe. Not today.
Back to that days with you was tough. I don't know.
Well, I mean, because it's such a long stream. My 4 days off, I get more done than most people get done in an entire month when they're off.
You have to base that. I'm not sure.
15 years as a married man, knowing how little I ever got done in my life. Yeah, no, I can base it
so
off
you're
my own
it off
fucking shit, and just say nowadays I get shit done.
That's just yourself, though. That's like sports or wrestling.
Do you get shit done?
Yeah.
No, you don't. What shit do you get done?
Laundry.
I'll give you that, but that's kind of like
in my room once a week.
Holy shit! Nah, that last one back up. You really clean
laundry?
Your room once a week? No, I believe the laundry. Because I'm like, cause you use all my soap. So I know you've been doing
your
laundry. Yeah. Of course.
I didn't know it was yours.
You liar. I told you you could use it. But I'm saying that's how I know. He did do this unscrupulous look around. And I'm glad you do. I wouldn't. I mean, it's not.
And you did see I could.
And you still can. Because I find incredible deals on detergent at Walgreens. $2. That one shit costs $2 a fucking jug, man. And it's almost always on sale. So good. But see, that's part of getting shit done. See, if you got shit done, I'd be like, can I borrow your laundry soap? Because you would have got that shit done. You're doing it.
I'm rated to get shit done.
You're doing it. I'm not trying to take away. I'm not saying you ain't doing it at all. I'm just saying.
I can put my laundry detergent.
No, see, that's the point. I'm not saying. I'm saying when you're doing it, I'll be borrowing shit from you.
Okay.
That's how you know you're doing it. Like, a month ago, I was not doing it, really.
I was using it a month ago, too.
Yeah, like, I was not.
But I was using it a month ago, though.
You didn't wash your clothes except for a month ago? And...
I'm saying I was using your detergent a month ago, so you were doing it, too.
I know, but I was getting ready to do it. I was doing it, but I hadn't received the reward.
By doing it, I don't know what you mean by
it. Working 23 days in a row.
So, regardless of work.
No, but I'm saying, no.
Maybe. I don't buy into
it. I'm saying I didn't have the funds. So this is the comp. This may be the point. This may be the point later. The concept is, if you don't have the funding, you can't get the shit done. So you have to work really fucking hard and not take any days off and fucking grind it for a month. And
no one
then, likes that. No one does like it. It was 23 days, one day off, 2 days off. Then I had 2 days off at the end of the 23 days. So it was like 14 days, one day off, 11 days, or 10 days, I don't know, 9 days. Yeah, so 14, 9, and then I had 2 days off at the end of it. By the end of the second day of being off, I was not ready to go back to work. And I'm about to do it again. I just got set up for the 27th and the 25th and 28th, and then that 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That's on top of cinema.
I don't know why you're learning so much.
So that I can do it.
Yes.
And when you start doing the damn thing, you'll understand. Like,
no, I'm never gonna.
You will do the damn thing one day. One day you will do the damn thing.
Because I do find one job.
No, I'm saying you will. No, someday you'll do that. And so that's what it comes back to.
Oh, well.
Doing it. If you're doing it, you know you're doing it.
That's just a buzzword.
Mm-mm.
There's just three buzzwords.
It's a definition. It's a philosophical definition.
We're going to always disagree on this, and that's okay.
Well, we barely even talked about it. How can we disagree? We
exactly.
Don't even know if we agree or not.
It's
over. Oh, what? I'm saying.
We're downtown Seattle, replica.
Rapapa? What was that?
Replica. We're about to go.
You did know the Pete's Coffee was over there, so I got to give you credit.
It's brand new.
I did not know that was there.
I told you it was right across the street.
That seemed like a dick place. Home. I know, because it's new. But, like, that seemed like a dick place to put your Pete's Coffee. I'm going to throw it out there.
Where do you see it? Oh. Why is it?
It's literally across the street from this place. Britannia what?
Britannia Arms.
Crepes and Brittany.
Britannia Arms.
Fuck you.
What a bar, right?
Yeah, that's me and you at the bar at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, that's like our favorite thing to do.
Wake up, straight to the bar. Get the coffee.
Never
no food.
Oh, my God.
We are the least drinkery type.
I know, isn't that funny? But I used to be the most.
Never
were.
No, when I was in high school, I drank every fucking weekend.
In high school, though, that doesn't even count to me. It doesn't. In my opinion.
Okay. Well, then that doesn't. Then I'm better. Because it was longer ago.
Oh, better in terms of, yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding.
You see how I made you...
retract that. Oh, good.
Yeah, I made you retract that.
I might get in trouble for this, but we call that Jufu.
I'm not. You're in trouble.
Because I used to have this boss, old Jewish guy, named Hama Hama, and Hama Hama had this thing where he was so Jewish, like he literally, like, this is no joke. One time, my immediate supervisor and then the owner of the company, and we used to work in like a 10 by 10 square foot room. And we would book calls for water appointments so they could sell water treatment.
In the room.
Yeah, it was tiny. It had four phones. That was the main desk and three more phones. That was it.
Hmm.
And we used index cards. This is 2001. Index cards doing
cold
calling.
Classic.
Hi, my name is Shum Aquafresh, and you've been awarded a free home water testing kit. We can come by and test your water for, well, we've already been paid for it, but you don't have to pay anything. So that guy, right, one time we're sitting around, and which was my supervisor, is getting a cup of tea. He's getting his tea. He's dunking his tea, right? He's got hot water in a cup and a tea. Here comes Shelly. Oh, here comes Shrinker.
I didn't even hear the name.
And he says, and I'm not even kidding, I think he passed away by now, maybe. I hope not. Maybe. He says,
friend,
this is no joke.
Our friend's leaving.
I can't see. I can't see.
The person that was talking to us.
Oh. So
she's so sweet. Okay.
So essentially, I came down to Simon's getting his tea. The boss comes up and he's like, do you mind? He did talk. He had a bit of a Yiddish guy. Like, he's from the East Coast,
Iberia.
Like old school Jewish guy. And he's like, do you mind if I use your tea bag? And he's like, huh? What? Totally confused, because what are you going to use the tea bag for? And he's like, you know, one or two dips. It's not as plenty of flavor.
I get it.
So he was one of my mentors then. And he had this thing called Jufu, and it was like, you never talk first. You never promise anything. And I would say always be closing, but that wasn't it. It was always be booking.
Sales.
Always be booking. Look, there goes super happy mom.
That's the person I was just talking about to you.
That's the friend. That's okay.
Friend, yeah.
Do you think she's completely deluded or on medication?
She's married.
Deluded or on medication?
Deluded.
Okay.
Yeah. Because she was talking to us.
Do you want some of this? You can have some of this if you want. Yeah, no. She did not really. Oh, I didn't want to even do it. She was not that hot. She was literally soccer mom.
I love soccer.
Du jour. Well, I'm going to give it a good part.
That one has your fortress. But you know what? It's fine.
It's not a shellfish. Oh,
no. No, but you didn't even touch that part anyway.
No, that's why I cut it off,
no,
so
no,
you can have the good...
That
no, there's no sand. It's not wet.
I'll just take one piece. Since I'm
just eat that. Fuck you.
I got it.
Eat that. Hey, boy, Jack, eat that there.
You know what? She might have been on medication, though.
She did seem highly medicated.
Like,
she's so nice. Yeah, dude. Too bad we didn't record that.
Or she's just really happy. You said too bad what? Oh, you record it?
Yeah. He said...
Don't make fun of that, dude. People are actually that way. Don't... Before you laugh, think about it.
I can't take back the laugh. That's something comedians talk about. That's the immediate feedback of stand-up comedy. Is like, you say a line... The whole crowd laughs. If the laughs are there, they're there.
Okay, well,
if they're not,
I guess I'm funny enough. I'm cool. But I wasn't even trying to be.
I'm going to have to re-listen because now I forgot what you said.
I'm not going to tell you.
No, I'll hear it on the rewind, baby.
I know.
The rewind. So anyway, yeah, she's like living her dream, but like, where's her husband?
At home. At work.
No, at work.
At work, yeah. But I know for a fact she has one.
But no, maybe she's, I'm saying, maybe she's independently wealthy and just a charming human being. And so she can take her daughters on a, she has the most expensive razor scooter you can buy. You saw that, right?
Razors aren't expensive, dude.
No, but hers was like an adult razor.
Only
$300.
Yeah, that's not
that much. That's so much for something you could almost make in shop class.
Yeah, I know. I want to find her interview.
I don't pay for anything. I know. She's still down on the boat. Maybe she's a sailor. Dude, her man's working on her boat. They live on their boat.
Maybe.
Oh. They have like a 42-foot catamaran.
I don't know why you counted that. It's not true. But.
Well, I'm just saying. They have a 40-foot catamaran. What if that's me? At 50, I find this most
First
happy.
Off, she's like 35.
That's what I'm saying. At 50, I find this happiest woman in the world. He's like a widow and like wants to live on a boat with her two kids. Like... Imagine that.
I think it'd be nice, yeah.
Terrifying.
I would be
I'm
happy.
Out.
I would rather you find it now.
I don't want
or
that.
Next year.
No, definitely not.
Or 15, 45.
10 years? Yeah. In 10 years, I can look at getting back into that pool.
We all know you're not going to be alive.
The hurricane will come.
No, your heart will die.
Oh. He tried waving that off, but, you know.
You're not supposed to let them know I waved it off. It's supposed to be because...
And he's like, no, I'm a cruel dig. No, he waved it off.
I don't mean it. That's why.
So that's what waving off.
I'm trying to think. Like, I'm going to drink more coffee when I get
oh,
back.
Yeah. You are?
What?
You are?
When what? I get back, that's going to drink coffee with me. I just know where
I'm going. I was thinking Walgreens because there was something I wanted. I forgot.
You forgot.
So, but you know, this is the thing.
There's coffee there, right? Is that you're saying?
Walgreens?
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. It's like $2 more expensive.
For the hiccups, right?
Yeah.
Only $4 or $5.
Yeah, so like $6 or $7.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out.
They have a whole coffee section.
I know, I've been there 100 times.
I was gonna go. I wasn't there.
But I didn't know what you were talking about.
But I'm just saying, so can you imagine like if I like move out sailboat and then I get hitched up and then like that's the thing. Like you don't know someone's disposition through a long-term experience. You just don't know. Employer, employee, wife, husband.
Friend.
That's so less permanent. Like, we can be friends and then not hang out.
Yeah, we can.
We've done that. Like, if I'm working too much, like, we'll skip days and then I'll have the other days off and then I won't see you for, like, 3 weeks.
Sometimes we hide.
And then I hide. I'm like, fuck,
yeah,
Derek.
Yeah, you'll admit to me.
I do
hey,
feel
dude,
it.
Dude, I was purposely avoiding. I was like, okay, thanks, friend. It's been a week. Oh, hey, a week later, you actually want to hang out, and then I'm like, what's real?
It's well, because since I was so busy, man. It's like, I don't have time.
Merry Christmas,
yeah, as well. I don't know. You should be in all specific. It's because I had, yeah, I'd been working. Yeah, that's why. Because I was doing that big workup.
Yeah.
And then I ended up not getting paid.
You started me on.
What's up, gang? And I didn't get paid, so, like, it was even worse. I was even more grumpy because I probably knew that I wasn't going to get paid.
But right now, it's, like, almost the opposite.
But
it's
I did the work.
And you have...
Like, 3 months later.
Six, yeah.
It's 2 months later. Not even 3.
But I'm saying it's opposite financial situation.
Yeah. Well, no, it's the same financial situation, only I actually got paid.
That's my point.
Yeah. And so now I can do things, circling all the way back to the point of the show. We'll call this a 30 instead of a 50.
We don't need a point. I don't want to do a point with everyone.
No, that's the point of the show. This is that point of the show, because I'm almost done with it anyway. That point of the show. What was I talking about? The point of the show. That's. I have no idea. Okay.
There really isn't one, is there?
Is there ever really a
one? Not for this one. Not for the breakfast.
No, you just don't want there to be one.
No, I love it.
So you're calling it out. No, there's a point. That is the point. Is that you don't know new experiences, old experiences. You go to a place, it's a bad day, a bad person, you have a terrible time. But as we've shown today, you can come to a place, have a new experience, have a new time. You just refresh your mind.
Yeah.
You just come to it with an open mind. And then in that way, and maybe that's what I'll do with marriage, right? I mean, when it gets time to circle back there, I'll have a more open mind about it.
Marriage?
Yeah, but I can tell you right off that. We don't just enjoy the time we spend together. Mm. I don't want to be spending any time with anyone like that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know?
Well, why would you choose to...
Because we're dumb and sex is important. That's what happens when you're young.
Is that how you feel?
You like, you get drunk, you fuck, and like, oh, fucking so good. Let's keep fucking. And then you have a kid, and you're like, yeah, fuck it. We might as well get married.
That doesn't sound like a fun time.
Is marriage a fun time?
No, no, it's not what I'm...
No. You can have a fun time while being married.
It's hard work. I can name you 10 people off the bat that are having fun marriages right now.
Yeah, now.
And they've been together
30 years on.
One is 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years on.
They've been having a great time.
Yeah.
See, they fight and shit.
Yeah, there you go. You can't call it a great time. I mean,
they're the same, but they're still doing it. Sometimes.
So what? I was 15 years. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long. I'm saying, if you don't keep yourself open to new experiences and revisiting old experiences, I'm talking to myself here. I need to revisit old experiences with an open mind and totally fresh take. That way I can get the most out of life. And that's what I'm doing. Instead of fighting the tourist rich white people, I am now going to become a touristy rich white person.
Just your personality.
No. Finance. No, fuck my personality. Be still salty ass, funny looking motherfucker.
2 weeks ago, no one could be rich. And then today...
I never said no one could be rich.
You can't save money. And today, that's what you're doing.
That was literally 3 months ago, first of all.
It was also a week ago.
No.
We brought it up.
We brought it up, but we weren't talking. We didn't talk. No, I'm changing. I give up. See, I'm coming at it with a fresh view. That's the whole point of the conversation. That's the point of this show.
I don't know what to believe now.
We got 2 minutes left.
So now you're saying people can't save?
I'm saying I have to try.
Oh, my God, dude.
I saved $220. Well, boom. Now my kids' glasses are $220.
I don't know what to do now.
Oh, yeah. Try new experiences. Maybe instead of Walgreens, we should... Well, there's not really a lot of options.
There's nothing else.
You know, we'll go to Rite Aid. You can go to Rite Aid.
Okay. Do they have the same stuff there?
No.
Want to walk all the way
like
across
a medical
the
spa. No.
If we had bikes, that would have been fun. That was
even
fun.
Then.
That was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, right?
Why wouldn't... You know... This is
are you done?
No. Clearly not done.
Let me bring them in.
You do what you gotta do, baby.
So.
Still in the last minute. No bleeps. Breakfast edition. We're downtown Monterey. Enjoying the life. The best fucking breakfast of my life, babe. So good. Good conversation. It really inspired me to understand what people say when you need a fresh look. So come at everything in the best way you possibly can. And expect to have a good time. Thank you, guys. Anything else, Derek? Mm-hmm.